This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters out there. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, and welcome to Gems from Surah Yusuf. These are some of the gems that I find the most compelling and the ones that really affected me. So inshallah, I hope that in sharing them that you also feel some of that connection that I feel with these parts of the Qur'an. Before I dive into the next gem from this amazing surah, again, something about storytelling. There was a social experiment that was done by three journalists. And what they did is that they bought 100 $1 items and they listed them on eBay. However, before listing them on eBay, they reached out to authors and they asked them to write short stories about each item. Something like, for example, there was a horse's head, a tiny little horse's head. And an author would write something like, "This belonged to my grandmother. She gave it to me on her deathbed. It's been with me all my life. And now I'm really strapped for money, so I'm going to have to sell this. Is there someone who can give this a home?" For example, like this. And they found that when they listed the $1 items without those stories, that they sold for practically the price that they bought them. But when they placed the story in the description, some of those items were sold for more than 100 times their worth. That horse's head, for example, was sold for $66, even though it was just a $1 item. What did they conclude from that? They concluded that storytelling is the most impactful way of transmitting message. That if there's something you want to tell someone, then the best, most engaging way is to wrap it up in the form of a story. And that's why I find it so amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled the pages of the Qur'an with so many stories. I mean, look, story of Adam alayhi salam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of Maryam, the story of Asiya. All of these people and more, you find that Allah has told us their story in detail. By the way, the story which occurs the most often in the Qur'an is the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Moses. It is said, and I don't know how authentic this is, but it is said that had a Jewish person read the Qur'an, not knowing that it was the book given to the Prophet ﷺ, he would think it was the Tawrat that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, simply because Musa is mentioned so many times. Okay, so now I want to share with you a gem from the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. They sold him for a cheap price, for darahim, for coins enough that you could count them on your fingers. And they were regarding him zahideen. I'm not going to translate that right now. But what is this verse about? Well, when Yusuf a.s. is thrown into the bottom of a well, and remember that he is 10 years old or around about that age, he is rescued. But unfortunately, the person that rescues him is going to capture him as a slave and then sell him on in the slave market in Egypt. It's like you thought things got better, but in fact, they just got a lot worse. So when they're selling him off, Allah describes how they sold him off. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ Bakhs. Allah said they sold him for a cheap price. And then the coins, if you could see how few coins there were, you could count them on your fingers. And they were regarding him zahideen, the word that I didn't translate. A zahid is someone who is an ascetic, which means someone who doesn't care much about this world. He doesn't care about the dunya. In the context of this story, it refers to them not appreciating the real value of who they were selling, Yusuf alayhi salam. Obviously, the simple message here is that they sold someone and they didn't appreciate that he was invaluable. There's no price that you could put on Yusuf that would be a match. However, there's more deeper meanings. Firstly, Allah described how little they priced him in three ways. Firstly, that it was bakhs. And bakhs literally means dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. Like someone who's selling something off the back of a van. Someone who's stolen something And then he's selling it off, maybe like an iPhone, which is worth £1,000. And someone says, I'll sell it for you for 200. You're already thinking to your mind, why is it £200? Is it stolen? Something's not right here. That's the first thing. But then Allah says, ma'duda, that the coins that were given for him were ma'duda. You could count them on your fingers. And again, to show that it was really, really cheap. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ The third description is that they were regarding him, زَاهِدِينَ, meaning they didn't appreciate his value. What is the deeper meaning here? You see, who is Yusuf being sold into? He is being sold into the country of Egypt. Yusuf alayhi salam will grow up. He will, after being a slave, he will be thrown into prison. And in prison, the king of Egypt will have a dream. A dream that disturbs him and he is desperate for the interpretation. Does anyone know the interpretation? No, no one does. Except for who? Yusuf alayhi salam. And not only is that a disturbing dream, but the interpretation of that dream is how to rescue the people of Egypt from a famine. Who can unlock that dream? Yusuf alayhi salam. And he does. He tells the king how, not only what the dream means, but how to stop or how to manage the nation through the time of depression. So Yusuf alayhi salam, he sold, Allah is telling us, to the people of Egypt for such a small price. But yet he will come to their aid and deliver them from such a massive crisis. As if to say, you know, they didn't realize how this man will come to benefit them in the future. And subhanAllah, that teaches us a number of things. Firstly, you never know what Allah has planned for your future. If Allah has planned something great for you in your future, you may never know today, just like Yusuf alayhi salam couldn't have known, I'm being sold as a slave today. And they don't even appreciate how much I'm worth, even on the market. But you know what? Allah appreciated him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned for him a great future. That's a message of hope, brothers and sisters. That today may be bleak, but you never know how you are going to become the savior of other people in the future. The main thing is have hope. Yusuf alayhi salam never gave hope in Allah. He knew that though things are bad, I'm in the care of Allah from beginning until end. The other really beautiful thing is, you never know how beloved someone is in the sight of Allah. You may see someone, he may be a beggar on the street, or he may be someone who doesn't have a fantastic job, or someone who doesn't have a degree, or someone who doesn't drive a nice car, and you think to yourself, you know what, these people, they're beneath me, I'm better than these people. But you know what, people thought that about Yusuf. They saw him being sold as a slave, they probably thought to themselves, who is this boy? What has his mum and dad done for him? He's been sold off as a slave, worth nothing. But in the sight of Allah, he was worth more than all of them, subhanAllah. And that teaches us, brothers and sisters, when it comes to Muslims, when it comes to your Muslim brother and sister, never judge them. Never think to yourself that you are better than them. Wallahi, they may be 10 times better than you in the sight of Allah. Why? Because they have iman, because they have faith, because they have trust in Allah. And that has raised their position. The final thing this teaches us, my brothers and sisters, is that when we think about Yusuf alayhi salam and the fact that once he was sold as a slave only to become like the king of these people, is that if people treat you bad, if people are mean to you one day, it doesn't mean you should be mean right back to them. Isn't that true? When Yusuf was in prison later on and the king has a dream, he could have said to himself, man, these people made me a slave and throw me into prison for no good reason. I'm innocent. Why should I help them for? They can go to hell. They can die in this depression, in this famine. But he thought to himself, no, Allah has given me a chance to do something good for other people. Now, even though they're mean to me, I'm not going to be mean right back. In fact, I'm going to do something to help them. And in helping them, not only did he save them, but in fact, he became more honored in the sight of Allah. In fact, he became a hero in the sight of humanity. Because we read his story today and we think, wow, Yusuf, even though they were so bad to you, you helped them in their most desperate time. Because think about it, what did he do? He came with a plan, which was for the first 7 years, or for 7 years, what you should do is all the harvest, eat a little and store most of it.
now the famine is going to kick in. When it kicks in, it's going to last for 7 years. But you know what? You've stored enough for the first 7 years. So when those 7 years come, use what's in the storehouses and ration it out. And you will see by the time the famine goes away, you will still have enough food. And then he says the year that's going to come after that, the 15th year, as if to say he's given a 15-year plan, financial plan to help the country. In the 15th year, he says, Allah is going to bless you. You're going to have lots of food. You're going to have lots of harvest and you can make juice, meaning you'll have so much fruit and vegetable. You know what to do with it. You can make juice out of it. He told them all of that. Why? Because as a Muslim, we should help the people around us, no matter what. And in helping people, are we actually helping ourselves? What does that mean? You see, you help other people because Allah appreciates it and Allah will be pleased with you. If the people are happy, that's a bonus. If people don't appreciate it, you know what? I didn't do it for you. I did it for the sake of Allah. And Allah, كان الله شاكرا عليما, Allah says. Allah is and always will be appreciative and all-knowing. See, sometimes we do things in life for other people and they don't respect it. They don't say thank you. They don't appreciate it. Allah is saying, hang on a minute. I see it. I know about it. I appreciate it. Isn't that enough? Isn't it enough that Allah will reward you? It should be enough. Just like it was enough for Yusuf alayhi salam, it should be enough for us as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us through the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people that benefit others, benefit society, even if they are not very kind to us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum.